Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Run.
May not want to be running this afternoon because it feels like it's about 92 degrees right now. This is Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm your host, Brad Porter, and I am not in Kansas City today. I'm at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia, where they have seven grand off select new models, 0% financing on select new models, and the RAV4, their best-selling vehicle. Great deal today, 0% financing plus $500 back on a rebate. And remember, if you don't know much about the RAV4, if you've driven one before, up to 30 miles to the gallon. And I filled up my gas tank yesterday. I have a Toyota Highlander. I filled up my tank yesterday, and I just about fell over backwards when I saw the final price because I saw the guys at all the local gas stations raising their prices all week last week. Fitting how that goes into a holiday weekend, how that works out. So come to McCarthy Toyota and check out that RAV4. Also, our friends from Sporting KC are out here. They've got their Toyota Highlander all decked out with the Sporting KC shield. They got the colors. It looks fantastic. They've got a big tent so you can get out of the sun. Blue, the dog, the team mascot, is here. He's got to be hot with that full dog suit on. And they've got some great prize packages. They have three pairs of tickets for the July 28th game against FC Dallas. You got to register to win here at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. They also have the big package. This is the big one. Four tickets to the July 7th game against Toronto FC. A $100 gift card to Sporting Style, that's the team gift store, and a signed team jersey, an authentic signed Sporting KC jersey. So stop by here at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. Jed Marshall and Rudy Salazar are running the ship back at the Rally House Studios. And joining us now on the Sprint guest line is my good friend Kenitra Williams, former co-worker at the channel formerly known as Metro Sports, now Spectrum Sports. Kenitra, how are you this holiday weekend?
Right now, I'm nice and cool in the air conditioning.
Well, I'm outside. I'm outside here in Sedalia, and I'm playing this game of hide-and-seek with the shade where I am. So yes. I keep moving, and then the shade keeps moving, and I keep moving, and the shade keeps moving. So I think I'm in a good spot, though. I'm outside, but I'm in the shade, so it's not too bad.
Hey, so like, so the Sporting KC, the annual media game's coming up, you know, at Children's Mercy Park tomorrow.
Yeah,
and you and I played in it together.
Yes.
But, you know, different format this year, it's PK style. So say you're taking a PK, what direction would you go? Would you go, you know, upper left corner? Would you go lower right corner? Where would you go?
Well, if they do it, the retro night penalty kicks, I think it's the old style when Major League Soccer first started, where the players actually started several yards away and got a running start and dribble. So they
so
kind of like a hockey.
So it requires, like, hand-foot coordination and stamina, like, can I just wind up and just, like, haul off and take a kick instead of, like, having to actually dribble and think and shoot?
Yeah. You got to have some skill because you can't run over the top of the ball. You got to keep the ball on your feet. And then when the keeper comes out, I think Todd Lebo and Fast Talk and Rob are both going to have chances to be goalkeepers. I think everybody is. And you got to – the keeper's closing you down, like in hockey. You got to make a move, and you better have something. And you better not fall on your rear end.
That's asking. I mean, because we media types, athletic, and it's not like a nice relationship. Sometimes we can talk about it, but to actually execute it, that
right.
might be a challenge.
Yes. Well, like you said, you and I have played in these media all-star games before, and they were regular games. And this is what I tell people about soccer, and what I tell the media people who are going to play. I run. Okay, all the time. Kenitra, you work out, you run, you exercise all the time. But running and sprinting on a soccer field is a very different thing, which is why I always run onto the field and run right to the defensive spot that's least likely to have any interaction.
Look, I run to the sideline, wait for the ball to go out of bounds, and just let me handle throw-ins. I'm good.
There you go. That's a good strategy. Well, we're going to kick around a little bit of everything with you here since you cover everything at Spectrum Sports. Let's stick with the soccer thing real quick. I've been asking all my guests the last few weeks. You've covered the U.S. Women's and men's national teams that have come here to Kansas City. And I have as well. And the women were great last time around, winning another World Cup. But the men are not in World Cup, and it's deeply embarrassing to people who really like soccer. And it's sad that this tournament's going to start here in a couple weeks, and the U.S. isn't going to be there. But if you're so inclined as I am, I'm picking another team or two teams. Do you have another country or another team you might root for in the World Cup?
I don't. I mean, because that's the thing, like, you know, when you don't have a rooting interest, then you're just kind of like, okay, what else is on TV? Because it's not like, hey, you can kind of get caught up in it. You know, although kind of on a tangent, like, seriously, the Brandi Chastain statue, like, that was embarrassing.
That was awful. Awful.
That, I mean, you know, but yeah, with the World Cup, it's just kind of like, if there's nothing else on, okay, maybe I'll turn it on, but not a big cheerleader.
That's okay. You don't have to pick another team. And with the United States not in it, it takes the excitement out a little bit. But as Dave Borchardt told us earlier, FIFA is expected to make a big announcement right before World Cup about 2026 and perhaps choosing the joint bid between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So that could give us a little bit of a boost.
I mean, it could, but then you're like.
Then you're waiting.
But then it's just kind of like, is it watered down because it's just kind of like, okay, it's the North American site. Instead of just saying, hey, we're going to play in, like, you know, Nashville, L.A., Chicago, hey, let's spread it out over three countries. But, you know, it's still reason to stick your chest out and brag on something.
All right, we're talking with Kenitra Pulliams from Spectrum Sports. She's on our Sprint guest line. All right, since we're going around the table with multiple topics, let's start with the University of Kansas and, of course, their big announcement last week that they have decided to part ways with the director of athletics, Shayon Zinger. The president, Dr. Girard, made it very clear that football is a big part of the equation. Shayon had about a year under Girard, and they decided to make this move. Look, I'm going to echo the comments that almost everybody else has said. Shayon Zinger, Dr. Zinger, and all the interactions that I've had with him over the years is a super good dude. He's a really good guy, and I believe he bleeds for Kansas, and he does everything in his power to make things – to make life great for the student-athletes at Kansas, whether it's the new soccer stadium, whether it's the track, whether it's the rowing team. It doesn't matter. He's done a lot to improve all those programs. But it's the football that cost him in the end. And I hated to see it happen to a good guy, but Kansas felt they had no other choice.
I'm just surprised at the timing of it. Not
the timing,
like,
I think, is what,
the decision was made. It was just perplexing on when it was made. It was like waiting for, like, the end of graduation, and then, okay, school year basically is over. You know, baseball was still playing the Big 12 tournament, and track and field still going golf. But now all of a sudden, hey, it's mid-May, we're changing athletic directors. That is what kind of raised my eyebrow.
Well, and if you want to get your athletic director in place before the start of football season to give the new person a chance to evaluate, you would think it would have to happen by mid-August, when they don't have training camp in college football, but when their early practices start, by mid-August to late August, when, you know, games are going to be starting at the end of August.
I mean, and then so, and you think about, you know, when you have league meetings, was that July? You know, but you wonder, kind of in the back of Chancellor Girard's mind, like, did he make the decision already with a replacement, or at least a short list?
And that's what I'm thinking is perhaps President Girard has a short list, and maybe he's gauged interest from potential candidates, and maybe that was at play here.
Yeah, and you know, and that's when he pulls the plug. It's like, okay, so he kind of has mutual interest from whomever, from his candidates, you know, and then he felt confident enough to make the change when he did.
Exactly. We're talking with Kenitra Pulliams from Spectrum Sports. She joins us on the Sprint guest line here. Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB, as we're broadcasting live from McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. If you're going from Kansas City down to the lake, you always stop in Sedalia to get something to eat, fill up the gas tank. Please stop by and see us and see our friends from Sporting KC, who have great ticket prizes, ticket packages they're giving away, and they've got koozies. They've got all kinds of fun stuff going on. So please stop by and see us. Kenitra, I'll throw this out there. Everybody's got their short list of names, and generally they're names of people you know, because in the media, like you and I are, you meet guys over the years and women that go on to become ADs and other important positions in college athletics. And so the name I'm personally throwing out and advocating for is Terry Mahajer from Arkansas State. And the reasons are pretty easy. He's from Kansas City. I believe he's a Shawnee Mission South kid. I know Terry personally. I know his brother. His brother's kids go to school with my kids, so I know the whole Mahajer family. Terry was at UMKC for a little bit. Terry ran the Williams Fund at the University of Kansas for quite a while, which means he's used to dealing with big donors. And years ago, he was a grad assistant football coach. He knows every aspect of an athletic department, and he knows the University of Kansas. And I can't say 100% sure. I'm 99% sure he would take it if offered. That's the name I'm throwing out, and I'm lobbying for simply because I know the guy, and he's a good guy, and he's done good work at Arkansas State. They go to bowl games at Arkansas State.
Yes. Well, and like, my ancillary tie to Arkansas State, my godson, his father, was an assistant basketball coach at Arkansas State under Terry Mahajer. So that's my connection with Terry Mahajer. But there's a lot of different ways you can look. What's the train of thought? Do you go after another Power 5 AD, Mitch Barnhart at Kentucky?
Yep, that's
the
name that comes up.
Do you go after out of work or a person who has AD experience who's looking for a job, Jeff Long? Do you go after, like, an associate, a deputy AD from a Power 5 conference who wants to get promoted to the actual main person? You know, or do you kind of go mid-major route, an AD from that, like a Terry Mahajer? Me personally, if this decision had been made last month, I would have said, go get Lynn Hickey. She was interim AD at Eastern Washington and has since been promoted to AD late last month. Was AD at UTSA.
They have a good athletics program.
Started a football program there.
Uh-huh.
And watched that, you know, in 2011. And then that football program went from independent to WAC conference to Conference USA, made a bowl game. Had a first-round draft pick, you know, so, like, has, you know, Big 8 ties, was a women's basketball coach, both at Kansas State and then at Texas A&M, had success. That would have been to go get Lynn Hickey, but
she's been promoted. She just got promoted. That'd be hard to – I'm sure they have protections in her contract, but that – you never know. You have to make the phone call. Because the worst thing they can say is no. You have to make the phone call.
And so, I mean, that's, you know, because, and then you look at, you know, kind of in the Big 12 landscape, how many schools in the Big 12 have hired football coaches since David Beatty's been hired, and how many of those schools have made bowl games? Texas, coaching change, made a bowl game.
Yep.
So you have to have somebody who's a people person. You have to have somebody who can fundraise, and somebody who has an eye for making not the name hire, but making the right hire.
Right.
To have the success. And Schingenzinger, phenomenal as far as getting facilities built. I mean, the whole Rock Chalk Park complex, I mean, great. You know, in the middle of this capital campaign to boost Memorial Stadium and to get that, you know, on par with other facilities, other football stadiums within the Big 12, you know, but yeah, you just, when the football program isn't having the necessary desired success, you know, that's hard to argue.
Absolutely. We're talking with Kenitra Pulliams from Spectrum Sports joining us on the Rally House guest line, or pardon me, on the Sprint guest line. The Rally House studios are where Jed Marshall and Rudy Salazar are stationed. I am Brad Porter, and I'm out at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. If you're driving by to the lake, please stop by and see us. All right, so my next question about KU, and I don't want to make this all about KU, but it is a big topic when you're replacing the AD. If you're David Beatty, it's a very odd position to be in. Whenever an AD changes, whenever a school president changes, other changes are coming. That is a guarantee. There are changes that will be coming. So David Beatty has to be honest with himself and his coaches and his team. If he thinks he's got a team that can win three or four games, I'm not even going to talk about 5 and 6 in a bowl game, but 3 and 4 is, I mean, to say that's a huge improvement sounds funny, but it is. If he thinks he's got that, then he can feel okay. If he doesn't think he's got a squad that can win 3-4 games, he's got to be feeling like he's on the hot seat if he doesn't feel it already.
Sure. I mean, and that's the non-conference portion of the schedule is now takes on increased importance. You got to beat Nicholls State. You got to beat Rutgers. I mean, you have to win Central Michigan. You got to win those games because that just kind of sets the tone for the rest of the season. I mean, look at what happened to Charlie White. They were struggling, and in the middle of a conference season, boom, he's out. So it's the precedent is there, and so everyone is aware of how short the leash is.
Mm-hmm. And the women's basketball program is also going to get a strong look-see because they have not had very much success under Brett Schneider over there. But that's a topic for another time. We'll kind of move around here. University of Missouri football program, I'm very excited. I think most of us in Kansas City are because Drew Locke returns after setting the SEC record for touchdown passes. He kind of, I guess he flirted with the NFL thought a little bit, and they told him one more year, and he could have been probably maybe as high as a second round, probably a third round pick. But he now, after the circus of this last NFL draft, which I thought was great, after that circus is over, Drew Locke is number one right now. He's going to be the first quarterback off the board in next year's NFL draft, which I wish was coming to Kansas City.
And then you wonder what kind of Heisman campaign, how
absolutely
soon will it start. You know, because, I mean, it definitely you can already, you know, the play on words with the last name. You know, you can have a lot of fun you know, with the marketing department at Mizzou and Drew Locke.
Lock him in for Heisman votes. Lock in your vote. Lock in your vote. I'm very excited, and there's a lot of Kansas City kids on that team. And I was glad to see Anthony Sherrills get a shot, too, the kid from Hogan Prep. He's going to get a shot at the NFL. I think that's the second or third Hogan Prep kid that's getting a shot. And I that's one of my favorite schools in Kansas City. I love Coach LaScola over there, so great to see that and some other Kansas City kids, too. Kenitra, I'll let you go. I hope you enjoy the holiday weekend. I know you're going to stay where it's cool because you're cool. So. All right,
Brad, thanks so much.
All right, that is Kenitra Pulliams from Spectrum Sports joining us on the Sprint Guest Line here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. My name is Brad Porter, broadcasting live from McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. I've seen a lot of traffic coming by in front of the place here, so please come by. When you drive into Sedalia on 50 Highway and you see it kind of turns into the main road, when you see Freddy's Steak Burgers and McDonald's on the right, we're just on the other side if you're coming from the Kansas City area. We're right across the street from that. So please stop by and see us. $7,000 off select new models. The RAV4, that's the number one seller for Toyota. The 2018's 0% financing and a $500 rebate. And I know if you've stopped to gas up the last couple of days, you've taken sticker shock from the gas prices, and they hit you right at travel time. The RAV4 gets up to 30 miles per gallon. Also, if you stop by here at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia, our friends from Sporting KC are here. You cannot miss them. They have a Toyota Highlander that's all decked out and painted with the Sporting KC shield, the Argyle colors on the doors. They have big ticket packages to give away, plus you can play bags. You can get a soccer bag. And Blue, the mascot, is out here. The big blue dog is out here. So a lot of fun here at McCarthy Toyota. Stop by and see us. We'll take a quick timeout as Rudy Salazar and Jed Marshall are running things from the Rally House Studios. Back with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice next on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome Welcome back to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. My name is Brad Porter. I'm not in Kansas City today. I'm down in beautiful Sedalia at the McCarthy Toyota. A lot of lake traffic going by, a lot of trailers with boats and jet skis and campers and stuff, and all the folks are on their way down to the Lake of the Ozarks. If you're on your way to the Lake of the Ozarks from the Kansas City area, or if you're in Sedalia, or if you're going from the other side of the lake to Kansas City, please stop by and see us at McCarthy Toyota. We're right across the street from the Freddy Steak Burgers and the McDonald's. You can't miss us. They have a lot of good stuff out here. Used cars starting at $6,000. The RAV4 is their number one seller. 0% financing plus $500 in rebates. And this car, SUV, crossover vehicle, whatever, however you want to phrase it, gets up to 30 miles per gallon. I drive a Toyota Highlander myself, and I filled up my gas tank last night knowing I had a long drive to Sedalia ahead. And I just about blacked out when I saw what it cost to fill up the tank. So I'm glad I have a fuel-efficient vehicle that I have. And if you haven't filled up gas yet, it's gonna be an eye-opener for you. The oil industry will tell you, yeah, we don't increase prices on purpose at high travel times. That's just a myth. It is not a myth. It is definitely on purpose, in my opinion. Also, you can see our friends from Sporting KC out here at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. They've got three pairs of tickets for the July 28th game against FC Dallas. You can register to win those. And then the big package giveaway you can sign up for, four tickets to the July 7th game against Toronto FC at 7:30, the $100 gift card for Sporting Style, which is their gift store. If you've seen the Sporting KC gear around Kansas City, you can't not see it because everybody wears Sporting KC. Everybody has some, or you have friends who wear it all the time. When I walk my dog, I see at least five people with Sporting KC gear on, especially on game days. So they got the $100 gift certificate for Sporting Style. They got an autographed team jersey as well. Blue, the team mascot, the big blue dog, is out here, and they've got fun games to play as well. Royals and Rangers this afternoon at 3:05 in Arlington. Cody Tapp will have baseball tonight at 2 o'clock to get you ready for that game, and then he'll have the postgame show somewhere around 5 o'clock. And then the NBA tonight, pregame show at 7 o'clock, and Rockets and Warriors at 8 o'clock live on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Joining us on the Sprint guest line right now is my good friend, former Royals pitcher and a guy I've worked with in radio and television for over 20 years, Al Fitzmaurice joins us. Al, I'm sure you've got a lot of family in town, or maybe you're going to see family on this holiday weekend.
Well, actually, I'm on Bass Street over in Lawrence. I just watched my oldest grandson, and he's with Blue Valley. They just won the state 6A championship. So that game.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, about 35 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago, and I don't know where they're at, but we're looking for a place to eat.
There are plenty of places in Lawrence, and plenty of good local places to eat.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm always a fan of the brew houses over the Free State Brewery is one of my favorites. So, yeah, you'll find something, I'm sure.
Sure we will.
Yeah, congratulations. There's a lot of state baseball and state track and field and state softball and all that stuff going on this weekend. It's good stuff. Fitzy, not good stuff was last night's game for the Royals against the Rangers. It got off to a good enough start. Moose had another two-run bomb in the bottom of the first. He's got 11 now for the season. And Skoglund was kind of scuffling along, and then just he couldn't keep it in the park. He gave up three home runs, gave up six earned runs totals, and at 96 pitches in four and a third with only 55 strikes. He's back where he was 3 or 4 weeks ago when he was really struggling. I thought he'd been back on track. Maybe you did. I don't know. I thought he got on track a little bit, but he's fallen back again after this one.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is that, you know, he's getting the ball. They're getting the ball, so he's got to be thankful for that. There's been years when, you know, with that type of start, you probably wouldn't get the ball again. But he's getting it, and he's getting opportunities to fix things, but he hasn't to this point. And he has to quit thinking that, hey, because I've read this from him. He says, I'll be all right. He's not going to be all right unless he starts pitching better, to be honest with you. you know, right now, you know, we're in Texas, which is I think it's one of the worst hitting ball clubs in baseball.
Yes, it is.
And you know, to give up, you know, that kind of offense against a club that really can't hit is, you know, a little unnerving. You know, he's got to make more quality pitches. I think he's got to get a little more amped up. you know, and I hate to say take it more seriously, but it almost looks like it needs to take it a little more seriously. I mean, this is tough. It's tough here in the big leagues, and there's no givens, and nobody's giving anything away. So, you know, he needs to be better. He needs to be better. Right now, unfortunately, he's not good enough to win in the big leagues.
We're talking with Al Fitzmaurice, former Royals pitcher, who joins us on the Sprint Guest Line. And Rudy Salazar, who's back in our Rally House studios, just gave us a news update regarding Eric Skoglund. The Royals have placed Eric Skoglund on the 10-day or the 15-day, Rudy? 10-day disabled list with an UCL sprain. And Fitzy, whenever I hear UCLA, my biggest fear is Tommy John. I hope that's not it. But he's going on the DL. Rudy, did they make a corresponding roster move? Not yet. So we'll get that word hopefully soon. But Eric Skoglund going on the DL. So maybe there was something to that outing in which he was just down the heart of the plate the entire game.
You know, it's scary. You know, hopefully he's okay. You know, you've got to take these things seriously. You can't take them with, a grain of salt. But, you know, Duffy the other day, you know, he said, I'm not going on a mysterious DL.
Yeah, the phantom injury, yeah.
Me. It's just me. So, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully he's healthy. But personally, again, hoping he's okay. But if not, he needs to go someplace and work this out. Unless, of course, they're just happy to, you know, let him work it out in the major league level, which is fine, you know, for this year, because I think there's lessons to be learned. And, you know, you always – each game is a different game. Each game you have hopes of winning. But it doesn't look like we're going to, you know, be chasing any playoff games. So, you know, let him become men at this level, I guess. It's been done before.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Al Fitzmaurice, former Royals pitcher, on our Sprint Guest Line here, Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am Brad Porter, broadcasting live from McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia, Missouri. If you're driving down 50 Highway on your way to the lake, please stop by and see us. Great ticket packages to give away for Sporting KC, plus some koozies. I got an autographed koozie from Sporting KC from Blue, the mascot, and I'll give it to you if you want it, if you ask nicely. Otherwise, I'm keeping it, so... The corresponding move, by the way, we just announced this. Rudy Salazar had this back in the Rally House studios. Eric Skoglund for the Royals on the 10-day disabled list with an UCL sprain. And Eric Stout is the pitcher that's coming up to replace him on the roster. Fitzy, we saw Eric Stout a couple of times last year. So he's a guy that has pitched at the major league level. Didn't blow anybody away, but... That's who's coming up.
You know, it's a good time to be a pitcher in the Kansas City Royals organization because, you know, no one's lighting it up other than Herrera, and he's probably not going to be here for much longer. But it's wide open, and if you can come up here and get people out, you know, you don't have to blow people away as long as you're getting outs. Yeah. And, you know, that's something that the Royals need. The starting pitchers, you know, again – you know, Hamels did a good job the other day. Duffy pitched well 2 days ago. But it's nothing consistent. It's nothing you can go to the bank on, you know, day in and day out that you're going to get the same performance. What you need out of your starting pitchers is the same thing every time they go out, or at least as close to it as you possibly can.
My guess is Eric Stout is here, is going to beat the Royals in Arlington. My guess is by the time Eric Skoglund's spot in the rotation would come around in the next 4 days, I would almost guess that we're going to see another roster move because Trevor Oakes pitched last night. I didn't get his total numbers, but he went a 7+, and I think he only gave up a run. I was following Clint Scholes, who covers the Royals minor leagues for
right.
Baseball Prospectus Kansas City, posted it. So my guess is – this is just my guess. My guess is we may see Trevor Oakes up in the next few days to fill that next spot in the rotation because you wouldn't call Eric Stout up just to sit until that next time through. He's got to work while he's here, and then they'll make a move in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, there's got to be some work for him to do. But, you know, as opposed to, you know, other years, I don't think there's anybody in the bullpen right now that is going to step in and start. They're going to have to go and you know, look for somebody that's down in the minor leagues that, you know, they can get a few starts out of. Again, it's a fine line. You know, you don't want to really, you know, discourage somebody and put them in a situation where, you know, they're not going to they don't at least have an opportunity to be successful. They may not be successful, but if they pitch their particular game, they can be. I don't remember the kid's name, but it brings to mind that start in New York that we just threw to the Wolves.
Eduardo Villasís. Eduardo Villasís.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ever heard from him again. He might still be in New York. I don't know.
No, he's never appeared in another major league game. One and done.
But you got to be a little careful. You know, almost more so. You know, the thing with pitchers, and it's like with Danny Duffy, and people ask me about what Danny's going through, and if he's physically okay, and it appeared he was the other day, and he was spotting the ball and throwing the ball very well. You know, Danny kind of gets in his own way a little bit. I saw him throw one of the best games I've ever seen a Kansas City Royal pitcher throw. He struck out 16 or 17, this 2-3 years ago. And I think it was in his 12-win season. And even though it wasn't a good offensive team against Texas, he really threw the ball well. He didn't leave the ball out over the plate like he has in the past. So Danny does have that capability of being that left-hander. And, they're talking about, is he someone that's going to be on the block? Well, I don't think there's a lot of trade value for him right now. I think they'd, I don't know if anybody's going to pick up the next 2 or 3 years on his contract at that price. But, Danny's got an opportunity to work his way back into being that pitcher that he was a couple of years ago. And Danny, he's I think he's going to be a middle of the rotation type of pitcher for, if someone gets like a real number one. Because, keep in mind, he's really had one good year. So, but he's got capabilities. He's one of those kids that you don't want to let go because he's got that potential, and just depends on him. Hopefully, they'll stick with it.
Yeah, he's put up solid ERAs for the past 4 and 5 seasons, which I think is a good sign. If he gets back to that, hopefully we'll see more of what we saw the other night. We're talking with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice, who joins us on the Sprint guest line as we broadcast live from McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. If you're on your way to the lake or if you're listening to us in Sedalia, stop by, come over, give us a visit. Great Sporting KC ticket packages and an autographed jersey to sign up for. So good stuff. Fitzy, today's pitching matchup, I'm excited for one half of it. Okay, it's Ian Kennedy, who's going south in a hurry, against Bartolo Colon. And Bartolo Colon pitched for the Mets against us in the World Series, but Bartolo celebrated his 45th birthday on Thursday. He's 3-2. ERA of 3.51, which most Royal starters would give their left ring finger for, unless you're Jake Junis. And his whip, I love the whip stat. His whip is .92. Fitzy, look, he's been, I'm not saying this to body shame the guy, he's been a fat guy for a long time. He knows it. He embraces it. Everybody knows it. It's not a secret. But he's 45 years old, Fitzy. I think we're the same age. I can't throw a baseball 15 feet without getting a strain in my shoulder. This guy is throwing, and he's not breaking any wet paper bags out there with, running up there at 83, 84 maybe. But he's still an effective major league starter at 45 years old. That stuns me.
I've got a different take on this. I really do. If that's the best you can get, if that's the best the Rangers can get, then their staff sucks. I think Colon needs to call it a career, go away. It's one of those things where I don't care how old you are, if you can throw strikes and just not get it down the middle of the plate, whether you're throwing 93 or 83, you're going to get people out. It's a lot of averages. It's the same thing with coming out of the pen. You don't have to have great stuff, and you're going to get some people out from time to time if you just don't throw the ball in the middle of the plate. And that's what he's capable of doing. But as far as being a major league pitcher, I just have reservations as far as calling him at this point in time. He's had a great career. I'm taking absolutely nothing away from him. But at age 45, a guy throwing 43 miles an hour, I'm going to say there's 100 people out there that can do what he's doing right now. And, why is he taking up a spot on the roster? That's my take.
Well, my deal is if I was 45 and I was drawing a major league paycheck and baseball is the only thing I've known since I was a kid, where Bartolo is from, and that's all he's ever done, I might just do it until they drag me off. I might have to
I don't disagree. Until I talked to Manny Ramirez a few years ago when I was in Omaha doing a game, and he was like a player coach, and Manny and I we were telling old Cleveland stories, both of us having played for the Indians and talking about people we both knew. And I asked him how long he's going to continue playing, and he goes, until no one will give me a uniform.
Right.
That's when I'm going to quit. And I would do the same thing, especially, you know, with money being what it is. I don't know how much Bartolo's banked. I'm sure he's got some money, you know, hidden away that he can probably survive for the rest of his life on. But, if you still enjoy it and they'll still give you a uniform, go out there. I'm just saying on Texas' behalf, if
right.
you don't have someone in the minor leagues that can do a better job than that, well, you know, you need to reassess. You need to reassess your farm system and who's running it.
By the way, Fitz, just I would pay the image of my friend Al Fitzmorris, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are. I think I know how old you are, but I'm not going to ask you. But to see you in a conversation with Manny Ramirez, to me that's pay-per-view right there. I'm throwing five down and not talking, just listening to you guys talk baseball. I think that would be fantastic just for me personally.
It was fun. We stood behind the batting cage for about 30 minutes, and you know, of course, we have a lot of the same people are still there when he was playing, when I was playing, and you know, we just talked about different aspects of the game. And yeah, it was for me. I was thrilled. I mean, I was a Manny fan. I loved watching him play. I loved the Cleveland teams he was a part of. It wasn't taking anything away from our club because we weren't playing good baseball at the time. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I had my two grandsons, Connor and Kelly, with me, and they just stood there, kind of with their jaws open because they're like historians and they knew what kind of player Manny was. And it was funny if you remember Brad. Not being the best outfielder in the world, but against us, he'd catch everything. He would make every single play against us, and then, of course, you know, he'd hit against us. But, man, he was fun. He was fun.
Yeah, he's a guy you couldn't take your eye. Whoever's on, it wouldn't matter who was on the field, you couldn't take your eyes off Manny Ramirez. All right, we're talking with Al Fitzmorris here on the Sprint guest line. Fitzy, I appreciate you joining us, and congratulations on your grandson winning a state baseball tournament. I hope you're having a blast and you're finding a good spot in Lawrence to have some lunch. Wish I was there, and can't wait to see you again, my friend.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm going to run his name out there.
Okay, go ahead.
His name is Brady Hale, and he's senior. And he's, gosh, I'm trying to think of the name of the college he's going to. It's in William Penn, maybe in Iowa. Does that sound right?
Okay. Yeah, it could be.
But he's going to go play baseball there. He's got a scholarship, and he's a great kid. He's really a good kid, and wish him all the luck, and it's been a lot of fun watching him this year.
All right, Fitzy, I know that's the best thing is to watch your kids and then your grandkids play. So have fun, and we'll see you down the road, all right?
All right, Brad, you take care. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, anytime. That's former Royals pitcher
right.
Al Fitzmorris. And if you missed the news update there from Rudy Salazar in the back at the Rally House Studios, the Royals have placed Eric Skoglund on the 10-day disabled list with a UCL sprain. They have recalled Eric Stout. UCLA. The UCL sprain is never a good thing to hear, so hopefully it's something minor. But it's a scary thing, especially if that's how you make your money. So Eric Skoglund, 10-day disabled list. Eric Stout recalled to the Kansas City Royals Major League roster. Royals and Rangers at 3 o'clock. Cody Tapp will have baseball tonight, the pregame show at 2 o'clock with the postgame show to follow. All right, we will continue to broadcast live from McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. Again, stop by if you're on your way to the lake, or if you're in Sedalia, just come on over. Lots of good stuff going on over here. The RAV4's 0% financing plus a $500 rebate. Get up to 30 miles per gallon. It's a good time to have a high miles per gallon car if you've seen the gas prices in the last couple of days. Also, used cars starting at $6,000. And our friends from Sporting KC are over in the big tent, and they have their Toyota Highlander over there decked out with the Sporting KC shield, the Argyle logos on the door. And they've got three pairs of tickets for the July 28th game for FC Dallas. You can register to win those. And then, of course, their big package, four tickets to the July 7th game against Toronto FC, a $100 gift card to the Sporting Style store, that's their gift shop, and an autographed team jersey from Sporting KC. They play tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Children's Mercy Park against Columbus Crew. Nate Buchady with the call on national television on Fox Sports 1. Carter Augustine with the call here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, a quick timeout. We'll come back for our final segment. You're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. It's Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Kansas City. It's our final segment. My name is Brad Porter. However, I am not in Kansas City today. I am at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. Got great deals going on out here. Check out the RAV4s, 0% financing plus a $500 rebate. And these RAV4s get up to 30 miles per gallon. I filled up last night. I drive a different kind of Toyota, and I fainted when I saw how much gas went up to in the last couple of days. So stop by and see these Toyotas. If you're driving into Sedalia from the Kansas City area, you're on 50 Highway, and then you start getting into town. When you see the Freddy Steak Burgers and the McDonald's, we're right across the street from that. So if you're stopping by in Sedalia, you know, you've got to get gas somewhere, you've got to stop for lunch, whatever it is, got to pick up some beverages for the lake, come by and see us. And Sporting KC, our good friends, have been here all morning as well. They're giving away four different ticket packages here. They've got three pairs of tickets for the July 28th game against FC Dallas, and the big ticket package is four tickets for the July 7th game against Toronto FC, a $100 gift card to Sporting Style, that's the gift shop, all kinds of good stuff in there, and also an autographed team jersey. And they've got Retro Night tomorrow night for their game at 5 o'clock, Children's Mercy Park against Columbus Crew. National television, Fox Sports 1, Nate Buchady on the call. It's also live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB with Carter Augustine. And then Davey Borchert has the final whistle postgame show right after the game. Rudy Salazar and Jed Marshall are back at the Rally House Studios. Final couple of minutes, guys. We have not talked NBA, and I really wanted to talk about this today because I'm fascinated by the way these conference finals have been unfolding. And last night, I think maybe you guys, maybe like me, I was in complete awe of LeBron James, and that's hard. That's hard to do if you've seen his entire career. 46 points in 46 minutes, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. He was asked after the game, you know, you were nicked up a little bit, and he goes, yeah, I wasn't coming out of that game. I am blown away by what I saw last night, which leads me to believe he's going to rock and roll him in Game 7. But, you know, I get tired. I heard on national radio this morning this whole, you know, Jordan LeBron debate. I'm done with that. You can be the best player of your era. But guys, let me ask you this. Years ago, I was on a TV show and I said Billy Butler could not play first base. He had a frying pan for a glove. And I had a former boss of mine say, you're not qualified to make that evaluation. You don't know that. And I said, I've seen him play. Guys, let me ask you, whoever you think is the best player in the NBA or the best player of all time, if you were born in Antarctica and never seen an NBA game before, and you flew in last night and watched that game, you would have no doubt as who the best player on planet Earth is right now. And I was leaving that open to Rudy and Jed, by the way.
You'd be hard. Sorry, Rudy was turning on my mic.
My button was
stuck. Oh, that's okay.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a person who would argue that sentiment. Watching what he did, the first half having 25, and he actually kind of slowed down in the second half, at least as far as putting up points, but those two dagger threes that he hit late in the game, and then attacking the basket and being able to get an and one the last 90 seconds of the game, just unbelievable. And
his defense has been freakishly good.
His defense has been great. The fact that he distributes the ball, Rudy pointed out that, I mean, he was an assist shy of the triple-double, so it's
real rough night.
What an
for him.
Off night
real
that
rough
he had.
Night. Scary Terry was the real star.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But, yeah, LeBron is unbelievable. And regardless of who you want to say is the best of all time, for people who want to say it's Jordan, whatever, that his performance was certainly Jordan-esque last night. And I guess that's the highest compliment you can play to anyone if you compare them to that person. So
yes.
Go ahead.
The haters are out there, and somebody tweeted out last night, well, LeBron just plays for himself. He doesn't distribute the ball. Dude has, like, what, 9,000 assists? In his career?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you reach to the point of these skip brainless, skip shameless, whatever you want to call it. You reach a point with these guys where it's beyond idiotic. And we all know what their tools are. They get big paychecks to be loud, and that's it. But watching that last night, and after watching that game, look, the Celtics fought back in that game. The Celtics didn't just walk away from that game. They fought back. But if LeBron and the Cavs play like this in Game 7, if their defense will travel to Boston, holy smokes. Holy smokes. And that's the thing.
Cleveland's a really bad defensive team. You also have to keep in mind that Boston is a very good defensive team. The Garden's going to be rocking. Boston hasn't lost in the playoffs this year at home. I think it's going to be an unbelievable game. All that said, it's impossible to bet against LeBron James in a Game 7. He averages the most points, I think, in Game 7 playoff history.
They showed the numbers last night at what he does in Game 7s. It's dumb, and I mean dumb in a good way. It's it's my mind can't process how he performs in game sevens.
Yeah, and the clutch argument obviously can be made for in many different ways, but a guy who shows up in big time performances, obviously when everything is on the line, I don't know how you bet against him. And all credit to Brad Stevens. Keep in mind they're playing without Kyrie Irving. They're playing without Gordon Hayward. And they're still possibly a game away from going to the NBA Finals. He's remarkable, and you're seeing just how good of a player I think Jason Tatum will become in the next few years.
Going to be a stud.
Oh, and the fact that he's a quasi-local kid from St. Louis, it's always nice to keep an eye on him. But
well, they have Semi Ojeley from Ottawa, Kansas on the team, another Kansas City kid.
Right, he doesn't see as many minutes and make as big of an impact.
His minutes have decreased significantly in this series. The only question for the Cavs now is the severity of the injury to Kevin Love. He got a concussion, came out of the game early, so it's obviously with those things, it's day-to-day, and it's dangerous. If you don't think basketball is a contact sport, you're not watching this NBA series. One final thing. We got a couple of minutes left, fellas. Rockets and Warriors tonight. Rockets lead the series 3-2, which I didn't think was going to happen, but certainly thought it was possible. But now no Chris Paul for game 6. That tilts the balance 100% in favor of the Warriors.
I hate to say that I agree with you because I really want the Rockets to close it out. I am a very well-known Warriors hater. So it pains me to say I think the Warriors walk away, but I think Houston's doing the right thing, knowing that they have a game 7 at home. You rest up Chris Paul and get him healthy for that. So I'm with you. I think the Warriors win, as much as it pains me to say, but I think that Houston takes it in game 7.
Well, my youngest son, James, he can't stay up late enough to watch these games because they go till...
Get him a Red Bull, Brad.
Almost 11 o'clock. I know, till
11
o'clock.
Make him some coffee, man.
Well, school's out now, so he can watch. He's good the rest of the way. But his favorite team is the Rockets because he loves James Harden. And when he woke up the other day and asked me who won, I said Rockets. And he goes, we lead 3-2. He's a wee guy with the Rockets. But he's been a Rockets fan since they got James Harden. He's not just like a Yankees fan living in Kansas City who's never been to the Bronx. But he loves the Rockets. So I think it'll be Warriors with the Rockets without Chris Paul. It's definitely the Warriors. And then sets up another game 7. The more the better. I love it. So want to thank Jed Marshall and Rudy Salazar back at the Rally House Studios for helping out today. Also, thanks to our great guests, Dave Borchert, Kenitra Pulliams, and Al Fitzmorris. My name is Brad Porter. We're out at McCarthy Toyota in Sedalia. Great deals going on all day here. We will see you. I'll be on Monday, Between the Lines, in place of Kevin Keatsman. I'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock.